This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathira. Famma ba'du. I'm in Mertingi Park. And I'm going down this very narrow little forest trail, and suddenly I remember what the ranger said to me a few days ago when I was here. He said, there is a bear in this park, so if you come upon it, don't pet him, but otherwise he is harmless. So as I'm walking down here, I am making dua that I should not come across him. I have no interest in petting or not petting the bear. We spoke about the issue of priorities, and I thought let me also do another reminder right here in this beautiful place on the issue of priorities. Now, priorities are important. It's a no-brainer. I don't need to tell you why. I'm sure you know why. Priorities are important because unless we have our priorities right, we cannot take any decision. Any decision, whatever it is, whether it is what food to eat, whether it is what clothes to wear, whether it is what line of education to pursue, whether it is to go here or there or not go here or there, whatever be the question, the correct decision can only be made if the priority is clear. So for example, if I say, well, should I eat this thing or not? The priority question there is, what will this thing do to you, health-wise? It's not just a matter of being tasty. Health-wise, what is this thing that you are thinking of eating or not eating? What is it likely to do to you? And if the answer is that, well, you know, it might damage my health temporarily or permanently, then I don't think I need to give the answer to that. If the answer is no, I think absolutely, you know, alhamdulillah, it's something which is tasty, which is very nice, and it will not do me any harm, go ahead. So the same thing applies to everything else. Priorities define and determine decisions. Decisions taken with the wrong priorities always lead to disaster. And that's the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set the priority for us. Allah did not even leave us, and this is from the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah did not leave us to decide on our own the priority of anything, because we don't know, and Allah knows. Wallahu alamu wa antum la ta'lamun. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah knows and you don't know. So when we don't know, we cannot talk about something that we don't know. So therefore, Allah set the priority for us. And what's the priority that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said? فَمَنْ زُحْزِيَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازَ. The one who is freed from the hellfire and entered into Jannah, only this person is successful. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reiterated that. So I was talking about priorities. Let me come back to that. If you see this basket-like contraption right here in front of me, let me increase the size of the, okay. You see that? Now, that is something in which people throw frisbees. And there is a whole track in this place which has these baskets, and it has boards there saying, you know, how they score and whatnot. And people throw frisbees into that. The reason I brought that into the conversation is because, again, issue of priorities and goals and targets. Just like a game, if you don't know which goal you must aim for, not only will you not win the game, but you probably do yourself a bad turn, because if you go backwards, then you lose instead of winning. As I am talking to you, you can probably see, I hope the light is good enough. It's a very cloudy day. But the leaves are starting to turn, so we are
entering fall, or we have officially entered fall. Fall has nothing to do with falling and gravity. It has to do with the American term for autumn. So we are entering fall, and leaves are going to turn. Inshallah, it's my plan next week to go to New Hampshire on a, what is called a fall drive, which is to go and look at fall foliage. I'm looking forward to that. It's a very, very beautiful part of the world. Inshallah, I will send you some pictures and stuff from there. So to come back to priorities, or to remain on them, without the right priority, we cannot take the right decisions. And as I mentioned to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَمَنْ زُحْزِيَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازْ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاءُ الْغُرُورِ. Now see where this ayat ends. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that only the one who is freed from the hellfire and entered into Jannah has succeeded. And Allah says, the life of this world is nothing but an illusion of deception. Illusion of deception. Now, if you think about this and look at our life decisions and priorities, I've been having conversations with various well-meaning good friends, some of them quite learned as well. Learned in the sense of, you know, they've read a lot of books and so forth, whose constant refrain is that Muslims are held back from progress. Please notice the word, Muslims are held back from progress because of the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's moratorium on riba, on interest-based dealings. And then we have many people who are trying to find all kinds of loopholes to get around it, not knowing or not understanding or not accepting or not realizing or whatever, that loophole doesn't change the rule, doesn't change the law. A fatwa does not change the hukum. The hukum is the hukum. The fatwa is somebody's opinion about the hukum. Doesn't change the hukum. So therefore, it's very important to keep the priority in mind. Now think about this, that if we, in order to get whatever we think of as progress in this life, end up destroying our akhirah. Meaning that if I take a loan, if I deal in riba, and I've convinced myself because of some definition and whatnot that it's okay. Allah didn't say it's okay. The Rasul alayhi salam, sallallahu alayhi salam, didn't say it's okay, but I've decided based on whatever dalil I have. And I take an interest-based loan to build a house. Now, first of all, my house is not going to be as big and magnificent as the Red Fort was, Lal Qila in Delhi, which was the house of the Emperor Shah Jahan. It is not going to be as glorious and magnificent as Fatehpur Sikri was in its time in Agra, which was the house of the Emperor Akbar. It is not going to be as glorious and magnificent in its time as it was the houses of the Nizams of Hyderabad, whether it is Chaumala Palace, whether it is Faragma Palace, whether it is Purani Haveli Palace, whether it is King Koti, or whatever, right? Is not a hope. I mean, we cannot even dream on that scale. Forget about building it, forget about getting a loan to build that. We can't even dream on that scale. And so whatever we build will be less than that. And I'm saying less than that, you know, tongue in cheek, because our house doesn't even have the possibility of being, you know, a fraction, absolute fraction of that. However, we would have incurred riba. We would have been dealing in riba. Now what happens? Every Muslim by definition is a wali of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this very clearly. Ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahsanun alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. Allah said, verily and truly, there is no sadness and no fear for the awliya of Allah, for the special slaves of Allah who Allah loves, please do not translate awliya Allah as friends of Allah. Allah does not have friends. وَالَّذِي لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. He is the one who, there is nothing that resembles him, nothing that is equal to him. هُوَ الْأَحَدُ الصَّمَدُ الَّذِي لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. And so therefore, a wali of Allah is the one who Allah loves. May Allah make us among the awliya. So Allah says there is no sadness, no fear for them. Who are they? وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. They are the ones who have iman and they have taqwa. Just two conditions, iman and taqwa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His infinite mercy did not put a metric on the iman or taqwa. Allah did not say iman of this level, iman of this quality, iman of this depth, iman as demonstrated by tawakkul of Hatim al-Asam, iman as demonstrated by the Zuhud of Hasan Basri, rahimahullah ta'ala. Iman as demonstrated, or Salah, khushu in Salah, as demonstrated by the Salah of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, radiallahu anhu. No. Allah simply said, Iman and Taqwa. How much Iman, how much Taqwa? That's for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to recite. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't put a metric on it. Now this is the huge, huge, huge mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now, effectively, you and I, may Allah include us in this, are by default the awliya of Allah. Now what happens if I take an interest-based loan? When I take an interest-based loan, what I've done is I've taken my name, I've written my name out of the list of the awliya of Allah, and I have put my name into the list of the enemies of Allah. Now why do I say that? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared war on His own behalf and on behalf of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose shafa'at, whose intercession we rely on, inshallah, on the Day of Judgment, for our own forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared war on the one who deals in interest. Now think about this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say riba al-jahliya, riba al-fadl, riba al-this, riba al-that. Allah said riba. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his final khutbah during his Hajj, he said riba. He did not again further redefine it. Now, there are people in their ignorance and in their misguidance, they say he did not define a particular riba, therefore this kind of riba is good to go. But my question is, if something is not defined, then what's our default setting with that? We take the default setting that if something is not defined, then the general principle applies. So if for example, if riba has 10 different forms, and riba does not have 10 different forms, these are all forms which we have created for our convenience, and nothing wrong with that. So if riba has 10 different forms, and if the lawmaker simply says riba, and does not specify out of those 10 different forms, form 1 and 3 are okay, form 7 and 9 are not okay. He didn't say that. He just said riba. So when he says riba, what is the understanding? The understanding is that everything, all those 10 things are prohibited. My brothers and sisters, take it or leave it. I am a person without courage, zero courage, with respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with respect to disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Absolutely no courage whatsoever. I have no courage to defy Allah. And I am bequeathing that lack of courage, that cowardice, to face Allah to you. Cowardice from facing Allah to you. Be a coward in the best sense and say, I will not defy Allah. Progress is to be freed from the hellfire. Progress is not to have some measure of wealth and influence and luxury in this life and then pay for that forever and ever in the akhirah. Da iman abadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from ourselves and from the wasabis of shaitan. Wa sallallahu ala nabi al-kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahman.